God bless you. This is Pastor Danny, and welcome to our podcast. I pray that these biblical reflections help you grow in your relationship and your walk with God. We continue on our reflections from the New Testament books of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. These short books are just filled with truth that if we apply them in our lives, will empower us to not just be good Christians, but be great Christians. So let's get right to it, and I encourage you to press forward and be strong in the Lord. Today I want to reflect on 1 John chapter 3, and I'm going to read verse 1, verse 23 and 24, which reads, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. And this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as He has commanded us. Whoever keeps His commandments abides in God and God in him. And by this we know that He abides in us by the Spirit whom He has given us." This scripture is just amazing because it assures our position in God. We are no longer just creation of God, but we now have become His children. Yes, we were created, but through Christ, we have also been redeemed and adopted as God's children. When we accept Christ as our Savior, the Bible says that we are adopted unto God, and now we partake of all of the wonderful blessings the Heavenly Father has for His children. Therefore, we should walk with our head up high, knowing that we are a child of God, that we have talents and abilities and potential that God Himself has placed in us, that we have a loving relationship with our Heavenly Father, and that nothing can eliminate that relationship in our life. However, we should be careful from not allowing that relationship to become distant by participating in sin. We should grow in the relationship with our Heavenly Father as we grow in His Word, as we become more like Christ, as we obey His Word and live in communion with God. The Apostle John, he spends some time in this chapter discussing how those that sin against God, those that break His law, are not of God, because when we are in God, we don't live in sin. We don't continue sinning against God because we choose to live in the truth and the light of God. Therefore, let us take encouragement from this word and be motivated to live a life that is pleasing to God, to live in holiness as we pursue the holy character of God. Let us live in godliness as we pursue to live in accordance to the image of God. Do you live your life as a child of God, as one that cares to honor His Heavenly Father and obey Him and have communion with His Heavenly Father as He pleases Him? Or do you live your life dishonoring Him with your actions and disobedience and not caring to have communion with Him or not? The Apostle John wanted us to see what an incredible quality of love the Father has shown to us. He has shown His love to us as He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross of Calvary, so that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's what John 3:16 states. God has shown us His love, that He permitted us to be named, to be called, to be counted as His children. Doesn't that fill you with humility? That God, this most supreme being that is so infinite and so holy, has called us that are human, finite, unholy beings His children? Wow, He has lavished His love on us so much that we can enjoy the title of being called a son or a daughter of God. That is who we are. And so when the influence of the world and our peers and even the devil himself places thoughts in our minds that you are insignificant, that you will never amount to much, that you've sinned too bad and now God doesn't want to have a relationship with you, that you are a failure, that you will never rise from the pit you found yourself in, remember this biblical truth that says that you are a child of God. Those that trust Jesus Christ as their Savior have gained a Heavenly Father. So don't forget that God loves you And when negative situations in your life and the wickedness of this world tries to deviate you from fulfilling God's purpose for your life by damaging your identity, damaging who you have been created and redeemed to be reminded that you are a child of God and begin walking as a child of God. Walk towards the truth. Walk towards what is right. Walk towards the light, and don't let the world, your friends, your family, your peers, the devil tell you who you are. Don't let anyone define who you are. Don't let anyone change who you are in God, because you are not a loser. You are not a failure. You are not a liar. You are not a depressed soul. You are not a cheat. You are nothing less than the son or daughter of the Almighty Sovereign God, chosen for greatness, chosen and called for a great purpose. Hence, you can't afford to be living a life without purpose. You can't afford to live outside of the identity that God has called you to be. You can't afford to be influenced by the world and enslaved by sin. The Apostle John said in verse 16, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us." And in verse 24, it says, "Those who obey his command live in him and he in him." Let us live in him. Let us live his commandment. Let us live in submission to our Heavenly Father. Let us live a life not given to sin, so that we can enjoy our Heavenly Father living in us.